afternoon, everyone out there in internet radio land. Welcome to my show, the Church of the Souls Evolution. I just got distracted. Hey, no problem. I'm the Reverend Blake Ruby, and it is a rainy time right here in San Antonio, and I hear thunder over in the distance. You ever get distracted? You know, your train of thought gets distracted. Maybe it's the ETs. You know, there might be a mothership out there in outer space tuning into my radio show. If so, welcome. You're welcome also, ETs. As advanced and intelligent as you are, you're always welcome to listen to my radio show. Maybe one day I'll be like you. We'll be like you. And we can be star travelers, exploring the universe, coming upon uncharted solar systems that you've never explored even. After traveling through the universe for over 290 million years at the speed of light and beyond, going interdimensional, there's still some solar systems there that you haven't found, that you haven't charted, because the universe is so big. Even after traveling throughout the universe for 290 million years, you're still coming upon uncharted solar systems. Well, I know that you are the verdants, the dominant species in the universe. You're about 5 feet tall with skin color gray or tan, gray and tan, maybe with a little tinge of green. Your eyes are almond-shaped and very dark, and your ears slightly pointed. And you are the dominant species in the universe. You've colonized many worlds out there, and you come to our planet, set up an observation post approximately 10,000 years ago, and you've been observing everything that's been happening on our planet. Over those years, all the fighting and killing, all the terrible wars that have happened, people being slaughtered and still are being slaughtered. How many Palestinians, my friends, have been killed in the war in Gaza? 60,000 men, women, and children. Well, it's justified, I suppose. If you think about October the 7th and those 1,400 Israelis that were slaughtered in ways, which is pretty typical of the way people get killed in war. I mean, there's no really good way to kill somebody. The bottom line is that you kill them. Think about the Jews in World War II and how they were killed. 6 million of them put in ovens, gas ovens, machine gunned down in groups and buried in ditches. Is there any good way to kill people? And rape, of course, that's just something that goes along with war. That's a part of the war. That's a part of that nature of the beast mentality. And all the wars in our history, and still, it goes on and on. Anybody getting tired of it out there? I know I am. But as I mentioned before on previous radio shows, welcome to planet Earth. Oh, you soul traveler who's lived probably on other planets before you were born, before you were born on this planet, you who may have lived 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 past lives. Maybe you were a monk in a previous life. Maybe you were a fisherman. Maybe you were a shoe peddler traveling around with shoes in a wheelbarrow, repairing shoes and making a living that way. Maybe you were a king or a queen on another planet throughout the universe. And now here you are on planet Earth. And let me tell you something that I hope you'll never forget. This is one of the most difficult schools of learning in the University of the Universe. Planet Earth where you can get killed by lightning, hurricanes, tornadoes, tsunamis, volcanoes, flash flooding, wildfires. And you can also get killed by grizzly bears and mooses and wolves and poisonous snakes, poisonous insects. We're not at the top of the food chain. And when you get in the water especially, there's something out there called the great white shark, tiger sharks, hammerhead sharks, killer whales. You will not, unless you have something in your hand like a bang stick or a spear gun, you will not be able to defend yourself against them. That's just the way planet Earth is. Plus, it is also evolving. We're evolving and our planet's evolving. I'm going to take a drink. But don't get me wrong. This is a beautiful planet. This is a wonderful world. Remember what Louis Armstrong said in his song? What a wonderful world. The bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night. Many thanks to the creator of the universe for half a day of sunshine and half a day of night, my friends. Oh, you think that's just some kind of power that happens automatically? That goes on without any glitches? It's not man-made. Like clockwork, day after day, month after month, year after year, no problem. We take it for granted, don't we? Half a day of night, half a day of day. Perfectly. Traveling in our rotational axis at 600 miles an hour. Oh, where did that power come from? Oh, you can just shoot it away. Oh, that's easy to explain. It's gravity. Do you really know what gravity is, my friend? Or revolving around our sun at even faster speeds, at a speed greater than 600 miles an hour, in the thousands of miles an hour. What about our solar system traveling around the Milky Way galaxy at an even greater speed, in the tens of thousands of miles an hour? And what about our galaxy traveling around the center of the universe at even greater speeds, 30, 40,000 miles an hour, and the universe expanding all the time, the borders of infinite space, my friends? Is it really such a simple thing to comprehend that we take for granted? Yes, you know why it is. Because we are co-creator gods in the making. We are children of the creator of the universe, who is out there in all his, her splendid glory. Like the aurora borealis, a huge energy field with all the colors of the rainbow, an electrical being inside, traveling around the universe, the master of the universe, who initiated it all many of those billions of years ago with the Big Bang, when the physical universe began forming itself, one solar system after another and one galaxy after another, billions of years, billions of light years away. And here we are in the Milky Way galaxy in a spiral arm with about a few million other stars, which are really suns. And each one of those suns that you see in the evening sky have about nine planets. Number nine is the number of the universe. Number nine. Number nine. Remember that song by the Beatles? Yeah, it's no big deal. I'm going to take another drink. It's a power. We are co-creator gods. Don't you know it? If you don't believe that, let me ask you a question. Now, I don't mean to be morbid or negative, but is it possible for you to die? I mean, 40,000 people around the world each day die. How many people around the United States die each day? How many people die in car accidents? Possible, right? That's all I'm saying. It's possible. Tomorrow is not guaranteed, right? Right? So if we could die at any time, even in a second, and if you have a brain, a real brain in your head, and if you have a heart that's beating independently of your will, in other words, you're not controlling it, then you are a co-creator God. You are a God in the making. You're living this life on planet Earth. You were born. You were a baby one time. We all were. Growing up, we grew. We experienced that growth. Now look at us. Now look at us. I'm going to take another drink. We're standing up, adults. We've experienced that growth that the Creator wants. The Creator of the universe is after one thing and one thing only. And what is that? What did I just say? Growth! What do you know about growth, my friend? Well, you were babies. We were all babies one time, and now hopefully we'll live to be a ripe old age. I was telling Doug that I'm going to Japan on Monday for 2 weeks with my wife. Did you know that they have more people there that are over 100 years old than any country in the world? And why is that? Because they have good diets. A lot of vegetables, and they have a good mindset. They're very respectful. They're clean people. They have little crime over there. To summarize, they get along well together as a society and a civilization. I've lived in Korea for 2 years. I've never been to Japan, and I've heard really good things about the country, how some people retire there even, and I've been thinking about that. My other stepdaughter wants me to retire there, but my wife doesn't want to, and my son, who lives in Burbank, doesn't want to move there, and I need to be able to visit him on a regular basis without having to hop on a 15-hour flight, you know, just to go see him. We talk all the time. We FaceTime every day. And I'm getting to that point in my life where I'm ready to retire and live in some place that I'm going to live my last days. Here in San Antonio, it's pretty nice. I've been living here since 2010. I've been coming here since 1972, so over 50 years. I first came here with my dad in 1972. So 53 years. And my dad bought me my first car here in San Antonio. But I want to move. I want to get closer to my son, who's in Burbank. And one good location that I've been thinking about, I might have mentioned this before on previous shows, is Las Vegas. I actually lived in Las Vegas from January through May of 1982. and I was living with my parents. I went to the physicals, and finally I hopped on the bus and went to basic training at Fort Jackson, and then eventually ended up in Fort Benning, Georgia, where I was with the infantry. Hey, infantry! I was in the infantry for 4 years. I was, and I still am very proud of having been in the infantry. You know how hard it is to be in the infantry? It's kind of like the Marines, but I think the U.S. Army infantry is just as bad, you know what I mean, bleep, as the Marines. If you're in the infantry, I mean, you get sent, you're in the front line. Although I never was in combat myself, let me take a drink. My dad was in World War II. He was at Normandy and Dunkirk, one of the youngest captains in the British Army. He had men die in his arms. He killed at least one German. That's not a good thing. Did you know that if you kill somebody against their will, they will haunt you for the rest of your life? I'm serious. That's true. If you kill somebody, either accidentally or on purpose, like in war, like right now, you know what's going on in the Ukraine and Gaza Strip. Let's say you're a jet pilot, right? And you're on a bombing mission. You drop a bomb and you take out maybe several people. Their spirits will haunt you for the rest of your life. Take it from me, guaranteed. That is the truth. And what does that prove? It proves that we don't have the authority, if you will, to kill a fellow human being against his or her own will. Only the creator of the universe, or the mother and father God, who live in heaven. Let me take a drink. And don't get this wrong, my friends. Don't pass away from this existence into the spirit world and not realize before you do that, that there is a mother God. Two reasons. And don't let this go over your head like you didn't hear me. Number one reason. You always need a mother and a father to create children. As I've said before on other shows, the plan, or part of the plan that the creator of the universe had before it began forming itself one solar system after another, was to have co-creator gods, like I just said, like us, living from one lifetime to the next through the process of reincarnation, living on other planets throughout the universe, developing themselves spiritually and evolving until they reach a level of, shall I say, purity and intelligence and spiritual knowledge, where with their soulmates, they can create. They can never be, will never be like, well, excuse me, let me rephrase that. We will never be the creator of the universe, but we can be like the creator of the universe. And what is the whole purpose behind this? What did I just say? Growth, my friend. Growth is what the creator is seeking. And by being co-creator gods, we perpetuate, I think that's the right word, that growth that the creator is seeking. Growth. Do we really understand the concept of growth? What it means from being a baby to a full-grown adult, that growth that we achieve. The Creator wants that growth. The Creator needs that growth. And so through that process of reincarnation, that purification, that evolving of our soul, we reach that level of greatness, if you will, where we can command our own solar systems create our own planets and have our own sentient beings, whether they're human or some other type, like the Verdants, together with our soulmates. And they're on heaven. When you go to heaven one day, my friends, you will see all your deceased relatives and your pets that you had. They'll be there. I guarantee it. Take it from the Reverend Blake Ruby. Your pet dog and cat are going to be there, and you're going to see them. Believe me, believe me, believe me, you will see them again. And all your deceased relatives, some relatives you never even knew you had. And there are going to be angels everywhere, and they will be remembering. Oh, now I remember. That's where I came from before I was born on this world. And all the other spirits that are there, shining with their bright white gowns and robes, some with crowns, some who have achieved great spiritual development over the centuries. Throughout the centuries, people from all walks of life and all cultures. But there in the city, the holy city, once you pass through the gates of pearl, oh yes, they are completely made out of pearl. And you see the streets of gold and all the beautiful silver everywhere and precious stones. And you get to the throne room, and you get to see the throne of the Mother and Father God. And the other reason I was telling you about there is a Mother God. That's one thing the Bible didn't say and should have said. Father God is a man. You going to take a drink? And don't you think Father God being a man and have his desires that he wouldn't want a female companion? Isn't that logical? Ask any man here on earth, any man out there listening. Unless you're one of those spirits that come here and live in a body of an opposite sex, a female spirit in a male body, or a male spirit in a female body, and God please bless those souls because they're very brave and they're here to help make the world a better place and help us to love each other more. You're going to see the Mother and Father God. Don't get this wrong. Don't make a mistake. Don't later say, oh, I wish I had known better. Oh, I feel so bad now. And be filled with regret and remorse because you didn't know that there was a Mother God and that we're not motherless children in heaven, that they created our souls and our spirits and a Father God. Let me take a drink. Father God alone cannot create children. No, that's just the Bible and them being a male-dominated society way back then, those thousands of years ago. And don't you know they've mistreated women over the years? They still are not equal. The mothers of our children, who raise us from when we're babies and change our diapers and love us more than anybody else, treated so badly. That's hard to believe, but no, my friends, it's understandable. Going back to what I said, welcome to a Category 1 planet in the universe on a scale of 1 to 9, where 9 is the most evolved, and one is the least evolved. This is typical. Not only the war and killing, but also the discrimination against minorities. It's true. You can take a drink. And there in the throne room, in the splendor of that location, with light shining around so glorious and brilliant, washing over the spirits like a hurricane force wind. Yes, light is a very unknown substance, my friends. Beings that are made of pure light. And then the redeemed spirits there those that have evolved to the point where they can withstand that glory and brilliance. Everywhere, joyful, happy, dancing, singing, angels everywhere flying around, praising the Mother and Father God and Jesus who died on the cross and was resurrected and ascended, is there. Let me ask you a question, my friends. I'm going to take a drink. If I had the ability or the authority to give you a throne when you pass away eventually someday, you know we all do, right? You know that. As you get older, you know these things. You become wiser. If I had the ability and authority to give you a throne next to the Mother and Father God and Jesus and all the great personages that have lived here on earth that have made it to the throne room and have that evolution in their soul and that spiritual development, the disciples, the patriarchs of the Bible, some great people from different cultures, Buddha maybe, Vishnu, Muhammad, all great people there. If I could offer you a throne next to them, would you want it? Would you want it? Or do you want to be left out in the boundaries of heaven, which is a pretty good enough existence? Don't get me wrong. It's very beautiful in heaven with the river of life flowing everywhere and oceans, seas, lakes. Yes, there is water in heaven. Because we don't understand a whole lot about the nature of spirit matter. To tell you the truth, my friend, I'm going to take a drink. And along the rivers of life and the bodies of water, you'll find trees with fruit, many different kinds of fruit. And yes, we will have the ability to eat that fruit. Surprisingly, our bodies are going to look about the same as they do now. But guess what? You will have the ability to configure your spirit. What does that mean? It means, let's say you die at age 90 years old. You come to heaven. You go through the tunnel. The light at the end, like many millions of miles down the tunnel, and you can see it in the distance. There's a light shining. All your physical senses have been taken away, and now you're in a realm where there's nothing but outer space. And a light in the distance that's shining and creating a tunnel effect. That remind you of something? Well, if you don't know what it is, I'm not going to tell you. Not right now, anyway. And you wind up in that world of light. And you see all those trees. And your body. All of a sudden, you were 90 years old. And now you revert back to an age 30 mold. That's because that is the generally accepted standard of what most spirits look like when they get to heaven. And if you had any glasses, you won't need glasses. Your vision is perfect. In fact, it's enhanced. You can see in 360 degrees all around you. Let me take a drink. And you can see like an eagle in the distance, too, in the distance. Another drink. You can focus in on something, let's say, a couple hundred meters away, like an eagle. Greatly enhanced vision. And your facial characteristics, the same. Except younger. And you will have the ability to eat fruit and bread and wheat from the fields. I don't know about meat, though, or fish. They say there are animals. Well, I'll tell you, there are animals besides your own pets. There are lions. There are horses. There are just about any animal that lives here on Earth will be there, but they won't be eating each other. Now, fish, I'm not sure about that, but I don't think, in my opinion, because I don't know all the answers, my friends. I don't know all the answers. I'm going to take another drink. I can only feel the lines between the dots sometimes, like a piece in a jigsaw puzzle. If I don't have knowledge, I can only guess the way some things are. But I would say that we don't eat animals in heaven. We don't need to. Our bodies are different. We don't need protein. And we will have robes on. That is the clothing of choice there. And we will be busy. However, rest is mandatory. It's important that we get our rest. And there will be activities everywhere. Lectures, sermons, speeches by famous people that have lived here on Earth. Excuse me, I'm going to take a drink. Maybe Einstein will want to give a speech and talk about his work that he did and what he's working on now and his beliefs and philosophies. Sir Isaac Newton, great physicists that have lived, mathematicians, Martin Luther King Jr., talking about discrimination among the people of different colors, races, different colored races. Or maybe John F. Kennedy and the nature of politics on planet Earth. Maybe President Eisenhower and the steps forward to get rid of war on this planet. Great people all there, activities all the time. And I will have my own show there on Earth. Excuse me. Time out. Let me take another drink. Like on Earth. You know what I am looking at right now? And it's looking at me. It could be an extraterrestrial probe. I don't know. Or it could be the creator of the universe looking at me. There is a huge, huge grasshopper on my microphone stand about 3 feet away, and it's looking at me. I didn't even know it was there until now, and it's green, completely green. Now it's moving its mouth. It might be a praying mantis. Did you know, I've said this before, that there are some extraterrestrial races out there called insectoids. As I mentioned, the whole universe is evolving. All the species are evolving. And the U.S. government knows this. And other governments around the world, dogs, cats, tigers, lions, even fish and amphibians and insects, they're all evolving. And through the process of millions of years of evolution, they eventually will stand up as a civilization, take their first steps into outer space, and become explorers. And believe me, these are very intelligent races of sentient beings. Besides the usual, normal, so-called species like the Burdens, or there's a race of hermaphrodites. I'm going to get another bottle of water here. Let me look at my phone strength here. I've got, I'm doing well. Got 26%. I told Doug at the very beginning that I'm running out of power, and I didn't know if I would have enough power on my phone to make it all the way through to the end of my show. Back to heaven. I always like to envision this because this is where we're going. When we go on a trip, we prepare, right? We have our passports, we pack our bags, because we know we're going somewhere. But do we prepare for where we'll be going when we transition from this life to the afterlife? Now is the time, my friends, to enlighten yourself and develop yourself spiritually. It behooves every single human being on this world to develop himself spiritually, because that's why we're here, for no other reason. I've said this before. So do your work. You'll be grateful for every bit of evolution that you can achieve in this lifetime, because you will take it with you. You can't take money, right? Let me take a drink. By the way, that grasshopper is still looking at me, still moving his mouth. He is a big fella. It might be an extraterrestrial probe. You know, they have the technology to do something like that. Looks just like an insect, but they've got, it's like a camera that might be beaming it aboard their spaceship in the, like the, an auditorium. This is Blake Ruby, his show, The Church of the Soul's Evolution. We like what he's talking about. It's pretty cool stuff. My whole goal, my whole purpose, thanks to BBS Radio, is to help evolve the world. Doing my little 2 cents worth. And you can do the same, my friends. To evolve our planet away from war and killing. Do I have an amen out there? Just little steps at a time. And how do we do it? One way is through random acts of kindness. Open a door for somebody as you walk down the street, or maybe you're in the grocery store. Say hello to somebody. You'd be surprised. It's like, hi, you say hi, and it kind of catches them off guard. Oh, hi. Which means everyone's got kind of like a facade, a barrier up to protect themselves from getting hurt. It's understandable, right? I'm going to take another drink. I think the rain went away. Maybe you see somebody on the side of the road with a flat tire. I don't know. I've done it before. Help someone out, you know, help them change their tire, or someone needs to push, help push the car. You ever done that? Come to somebody's assistance or aid during a burning car. Would you help pull them out? People do it all the time. I'm so proud. The things that people do, their bravery and their courage to help their fellow human beings, and greater love hath no man that he would give, and woman too, give their life to save another human's life. I was watching Deepwater Horizon the other day. You know that oil rig that caught on fire in the Gulf of Mexico? one guy in the movie sacrificed himself to get in the crane to keep something from falling on a group of people. And of course, everything was exploding all around and fire everywhere. He climbed up into that crane, and they told him, get down. He did what he had to do. He blocked that steel from falling down, but then he wanted to make sure that the crane kept it that way. So he didn't have a chance to get away, and then he fell down to his death. He sacrificed himself for his fellow human beings. And that is a huge bump in your spiritual development when you do that. You'll find that that's a pretty big reward when you get to heaven for having done something like that. I'm going to take another drink. So let me revisit what I said about there being a mother God. Two reasons, right? First of all, you got to have a mother and a father to create children. It all depends on whether or not you think that you are a child of God. What else would you be? Right? You have to have a mother and a father to create children. We live in a universe of male and female, the alpha, the omega, the yin, the yang, the positive, the negative. The creator of the universe is both male and female. Angels are both male and female. They're androgynous. And the other reason is Father God wants a woman by his side. A king wants a queen, right? And guess what? Father God is making new children all the time. You know what I mean? Yes, even in the spirit world, procreation goes on. Isn't that a cool thing? Yeah, I'm going to take a drink. I only have one reference to that. You might be asking, how do I know? Well, you ever heard of a woman by the name of Sylvia Brown, the great late psychic medium? She wrote a ton of books. She had a spirit guide, a 15th century spirit guide by her side that she was in communication with. And that spirit guide told her all kinds of good information about the other side. But one thing the spirit guide told her was, sex will continue in heaven, but it's a different way of doing it because we're spirits. And what happens is that, take another drink. It's called a merging of spirits. The male and the female merge and become one. And the more developed and evolved you are, then it's called like a synchronization of thought with intention and emotion to create. So let's say you get with your soulmate and your goal is to create new children. Well, that act of lovemaking in heaven, apparently, the fun is still there. The excitement is still there. The orgasms last longer. Isn't that cool? Hope I didn't shock you with that. Reality, my friends, separate reality from fantasy. You know, we live in a world that's filled with fantasy, especially fantasy violence. Reality is more important. What I'm talking about is the truth. You will have your soulmate. Any woman, if you're a man, any woman that you meet in heaven, you can have a love affair with. There's no time there. You don't have to worry about bodily fluids or women getting pregnant. It's going to be great. Don't you agree? All the women that you might have loved in the past, like Marilyn Monroe, Elizabeth Taylor, beautiful women that have lived throughout the centuries on planet Earth, they're all going to be there. I'm going to take a drink. And the Father God needs the Mother God to create children. We are the children of the Most High, co-creator, Mother Gods of our solar system. They created our spirits and our souls by thinking us into existence and by, you know, in the spirit realm, the method of communication is telepathy. Telepathy is a mind-to-mind form of communication. The only reason we speak with our voices here on planet Earth is because we have physical bodies, and that process involves using the larynx, vocal cords, etc., etc. But there in heaven, communication is by telepathy and with emotions and intent. And as I mentioned, when you have that synchronization of thought, then you're able to create, to bring things into existence. But you need your soulmate to do that. But it's like a party. There'll be like a party in heaven. You're going to take a drink. My mouth gets dry from all this talking. Plus, I'm a singer, too. I sing songs during the day. And I went to Toastmasters this morning, and we talked. It took turns of talking. Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven. That means we're children of the Father, but he really should have said our mother and father in heaven. But you think the old people that wrote the Bible would have that? No, they didn't think much of women back then, my friends. Let me tell you what I envision for our future here in America. Now, don't get me wrong. I love Mr. Trump. I think he's great. I love everybody. I also love Kamala Harris. I see the goodness. I have lots of good things to say about everyone, which is unfortunately not what some people that I see on these channels, these talk shows, they don't have a single good thing to say about the opposition. And there is something wrong with that. But that's where they are. Some people are not evolved very much, you know. They don't have that love deep in their hearts for their fellow human beings. They're so engrossed in their competition that they can't even say something good like, gee, Mr. Trump, he's a pretty cool guy. He's got lots of money. He's got a beautiful family. He almost died. A bullet hit his ear. If he had died, would you have felt any feelings for him? You say that about any human being? Let me tell you, we're going to be held accountable for how we treat our fellow human beings. And if you don't have a single good thing to say about someone because you're so caught up in your competition, then you are not evolving and you're not spiritually developing yourself. And you will be held accountable for that. Take it from the Reverend Blake Ruby. On that day, hopefully far into the future, because every day here on planet Earth is a gift to learn and develop yourself spiritually. You're going to take a drink. You don't have a single good thing to say about someone. At least you can say they're alive. They might not be tomorrow. Can't you muster? I'll take another drink. I hear the dog barking. Can't you muster up a little glimmer of love in your heart for your fellow human being? And instead of trashing them and slamming them and saying things and trying to get them and trying to drag them down, can't you say something like, well, he's got a beautiful family. or I like his wife, or he's a good golfer, or he did this well and did that well. No, I disagree with that. We don't see eye to eye on certain subjects, but I like some things about him. He's got a beautiful smile. But no, unfortunately, that's not the case with some people. But it's always possible to change, my friends. I'm going to take a drink. Never too late to change. Fill your hearts with love instead of hate. The choice is yours. Say good things about your fellow human beings. Catch yourself when you're saying negative things about them. Another drink. Everything we do is being recorded. I've said this before and I'll say it again. Your life, my life, is being recorded by those heavenly computers. That's the best way I can describe it. Don't laugh. It's true. Everything in your life is being recorded, and you will see your whole life on that judgment day, from when you were born and how you interacted with every single human being throughout your life. And you will judge yourself, not so much other people. Now, the mother, father, God might be there. Jesus might be there, whoever. But it will be you that determines whether you succeeded or failed in your mission that was given to you before you were born here on planet Earth. I'm running out of time. I've talked about that before. But yes, we are on mission. You appeared, every single human being before they were born in the pre-existence appeared either before the mother and father God, depending whether you're a male or a female spirit, predominantly, and were given a mission to perform. Kind of like a blueprint, a plan. Okay, I'm going to have this family. I'm going to look like this. I'm going to have a couple of accidents in my life. This is predetermined. That is predetermined. I'll do well. I won't be rich, but I'll be making enough money. I'm going to have these children. They're waiting to be born. Excuse me. Take another drink. Yes, my friends, heaven is beautiful. You want to get to heaven as a highly developed spirit. You want to shine with a bright light. I've said this before. Increase the intensity of your soul's light, my friends. Do those good things, those random acts of kindness. Pray for people. Now, I'm going to say something. Please remember this. Try not to forget it. I've said it before, but you might be new to my show, and I'll say it again. And this comes from God, the Creator, His Herself. Are you ready? Please don't forget this. Man will prey on man until man learns to pray for man. Did you get it? Man and women will prey, P-R-E-Y, on man, war, killing, et cetera, until you learn to pray for your fellow human being. The question is, are you brave enough? Are you strong enough? Are you willing to do that? And know that we are hardwired to pray to the creators of our soul and spirit.
About 1 minute.
I've got 1 minute, my friends. Here's a prayer. And I'll be gone the next 2 weeks going to Japan, as I mentioned. Creator of the universe, you're out there. Yet you are everywhere. Nothing would exist without you. Please know that we want to know you. We want to love you because you know us. How many hairs we have in our head. How many grains of sand are on every beach on this planet. Thank you for your unconditional love. Please help us to find peace. The people of this world are good, decent people. The majority of them are. Help us. Please, you are able. You're omnipotent and omniscient. Thank you for everything. Thank you. Amen. All right, everybody. Talk to you next, let me see, 2 weeks from, 3 weeks from today. Talk to you then. Take care. I love you. Bye-bye.